Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to go to Vegas with you, my man.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Sam Panionovich joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Sam, of course, our sports gambling analyst. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Morning, Sam.
A good old-fashioned standoff in the state capital on sports betting. And I'll tell you what, I'm getting more and more nervous as the days go on.
What is the holdup in particular? What's the battle between Fan? What is it?
It's FanDuel and DraftKings and Rivers Casino.
They're putting this tag on them because they haven't played ball with Illinois legislature before, so they're calling them. Is it bad actor? Is that the rule they're using?
Yeah, bad actor. Not like Keanu Reeves. Just bad actors in general. And they're actually using the term. I love this term too. The penalty box, because. Let's be honest. I mean, some of your listeners, they've been doing FanDuel and DraftKings for years, sort of in a gray area. So it's sort of like a tax on them, sort of like a penalty for them, because they have been operating in the space. And legislators now are just saying, look, if you want to get involved here, you want to come into our state legally, because you've kind of been here, even though you weren't supposed to be here, you have to kind of sit out for a couple of years. But, I mean, that's just one of the arms of the octopus, guys. I mean, you've got people coming in and out of the woodwork. As you know, Springfield's sort of a big puffy chest right now, where people are coming in and out and trying to get what they want. There's almost like there's too many cooks in the kitchen at this point in time, and you're supposed to be getting closer and closer to bills getting done. We're supposed to be getting closer. The sides are separating, and that's really the scary part. And now we're talking about a 20% tax. We're talking about $10 million here for a license, $7 million here. Do we have online? Do we not have online? You look around the country, and we're getting more and more states getting this stuff done, getting bills signed. We're not even through the House yet. I mean, we got to go through the House, then the Senate, then the governor. So there's a long way to go. We've only got 7 days. Session ends next Friday. So time is ticking.
So, Sam, you were down there yesterday at Springfield. Illinois trying to become the 12th state to legalize sports gambling. Governor Pritzker anticipating $200 million in the next budget. The holdup seems to be around what you just mentioned, the penalty box and DraftKings and FanDuel and Rivers Casino and that debate. And also a lot of other people wanting to have their piece in the complicating things. The question is, how much of this revolves around mobile betting, and why were other states able to kind of figure this out with Illinois getting kind of can't get out of their own way?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, you look at the New Jersey model, and I think they just have a slam dunk model where you look at the numbers and you can track this stuff. If you ever check out Legal Sports Report, it's a fantastic site. They are able to monitor the industry and really track and trend things. And the market in New Jersey, David, they're taking 80% of their wagers on the phone. You look at a state like Tennessee, though, and they've sort of been on the short end of it. So every state has, you know, a green light to do it the way they want to do it. But the legislature, honestly, in some states, they just don't really understand it. Some states look around and they think, all right, well, this is going to save the budget, save the economy. I talk to Vegas sportsbook guys all the time, and for every $100 that a sportsbook takes in Vegas on a good year, they're only realizing 5% of that. So your $100, by the time I pay gaming control and pay my staff, and hey, guess what? People actually win sometimes. We're only keeping $5 of that $100, and I think that's the reality of it. This is not going to come in and save the state. This is just a small piece of a huge pie, but I mean, they're talking about different fees for different things. Like if you're a racetrack, you have to pay this much. If you're a casino, you pay this much. The online skin right now, only two licenses, but you pay a license fee of $25 million. That is a whole lot of money if you want to come in and take bets. So it's a tough question to answer, and I'm not really trying to dance around it. It's just you have so many different people wanting different things, and they're representing different groups. And remember, this has to pass through, like I said, the House and the Senate and then the governor. So if you're representing FanDuel or DraftKings, like a lot of these lobbyists and a lot of these politicians are, you're not going to vote yes on a bill that blocks out DraftKings and FanDuel. So it's a mess. And I'll tell you this. Yesterday I got up about 8:39 in the morning, and the group that I've been down there with, they said in the morning, we're still feeling kind of good about it. By 3 p.m., it was a coin flip, and I got a text last night at 7 p.m., uh-oh, we're screwed. So that just kind of tells you how things can change over the course of a day. And I was also told a week in Springfield is an eternity, so they do have time to iron this stuff out.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, you know, you can have a real nice day in Springfield, and that's about it. You're done with it. Here's the thing, Sam. We don't even know what they're pushing, right? It would be ideal to have the New Jersey thing, but that isn't even agreed on, right? We don't even know what they want.
Yeah, and it started with five amendments in the last, you know, week or two. It got whittled down to two, and I sent you guys over the copy. I got my hands on the latest. It's sort of like an idea of what they want. The latest amendment says they want, like I said, horse tracks, riverboats, seven sports facilities, two licenses for online. But again, we're paying a 20% tax. And the crazy part of this amendment is that you can't take mobile for 540 days. So say Mully and Haw have a casino in Chicago or in Joliet or wherever, you can't even take online bets for almost a year and a half until you go through this, you know, this process where you have to be validated. It's just, it's crazy. And it's scary to think, because you look to the left, we're getting squeezed by Iowa. They just signed the bill.
Yes.
You're getting squeezed on the right by Indiana.
Right.
We're going to lose more and more money if we don't figure this stuff out.
So before we let you go, Sam, we know that last week Jerry Reinsdorf went down to Springfield with Ozzie Guillen and Horace Grant, and they were lobbying the state on the pro sports teams in Chicago, the Bulls and the White Sox, and certainly every pro sports team wants sort of a piece or wants to be heard. What do they want to be heard? What part of this do they want, and what are they arguing and lobbying for?
Well, they want integrity fees. They want to capitalize on every bet that we make. They want to take a chunk of the change, and they want, you know, they've asked for as high as, I heard that some of the camps here in Chicagoland and the Illinois area were looking for about 20% of every bet, and that's unrealistic. The leagues want to cut. They want their integrity fees because they feel like they have the product that you're able to capitalize on. Without their product, you can't make a bet, and that's sort of the stance. But you look around the country, David, I mean, none of these states are paying integrity fees. None of these states are getting kickbacks. None of them are giving money to the leagues. The only state that's trying to push that right now is Illinois, because in this state, everybody wants to eat. Everybody's got their fork and knife. They're slamming it on the table. And when you get the owners of these sports teams involved, it gets messier and messier. So we have legislators fighting. We have lobbyists fighting. We have team owners fighting. And then, oh, by the way, we have a nuclear war between FanDuel and DraftKings. So it's a mouthful, and it's a tough thing to digest. But we've got a standoff, like I said early, and I'm hoping in 7 days we can figure this out, because this is an opportunity here to make something special, and they seem to be messing it up.
All right, Sam, we got to let you go. Just one word answer. Are they going to get it done?
Yes, I think they will. I'm optimistic, but cross your fingers, baby. It's getting hot.
Thanks, Sam.
All
good
right,
stuff.
Pal, thanks.
Appreciate it.
That's our guy. That is Sam Panionovich.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.